Gradually, or How to Fix Sitting at the Gym. Sitting at the gym is actually an important signal that your workout is not working out because you are pushing yourself too hard. You may not feel like 15 seconds of heavy lifting is hard, but it is. It is the wrong way to start. Sets and reps of heavy are a myth. Before we start, let me say this to you. There are many workouts, but only the ones you can psychologically handle can ever work. Psychological handling at the gym initially means narrated books. It could mean VR headset if you are hip. And then not just music, not at all, no. Gym music is very bad. It actually destroys your focus. You have to bring your own songs, and your own songs must be interesting, and it must make you want to dance. It's a pretty big deal. And you know the songs I'm talking about. There aren't very many of them. And not only that, the songs must be at the right beats per minute so that you can lift to them. One beat up, next beat down. Because if you aren't moving with music, then you will never enter a dance trance that makes the time pass faster, which helps your mind have a long and uninterrupted workout. Outside of the gym, psychological handling means hiking and jogging in naturally wooded areas and not fake parks. Once you pamper yourself psychologically, you then have to be good to yourself physically. At the gym, that means walking with wrist weights and narrated books playing in your ears. Upgrading to walking stairs and then slowly jogging, maybe with ankle weights, is the next step. And then your exercise really starts once you work your way up all the way to a full hour of motion, non-stop. Somewhat unbelievably, you actually need to buy a stopwatch and measure yourself so that you are always extending your workout a little bit at a time. Your body actually adapts with mathematical precision, so you can always add a little bit to go longer. You may want to at least look into interval timers. You can find a free app that automates counting rest and workout periods and number of rounds. But please know that the point of an interval timer is to eliminate the rest gaps by slowly closing them down so that your exercise ends up being a non-stop hour. Outside of the gym, being good to yourself physically means that you start by walking for an hour and again with narrated books. And slowly speeding up, adding some minor weights, so that once you are ready to sign up for a gym, you will already have your hour's worth of endurance. From just power walking, with perhaps 5 pound or 7.5 pound dumbbells, one in each hand. Then, at the gym, you can lift them above your head. And you must dance to simulate that power walk. Dancing is actually more powerful than power walking, though at first it may seem somewhat unbelievable. But once you get into that flexing, flowing motion, it will be a lot better than just power walking. The gym is useful because it never rains, and you can lift even heavier as your body adapts. And without ever having to worry about tripping over and falling, which is a lot of trouble when you're carrying dumbbells, believe you me. Well, and we have to talk about the machines at the gym. The machines are about muscle isolation, which means you will be missing muscles as a result of using them. I'm sorry. The sitting around is just too good to be true. I once considered using a machine when my back was hurt, but then I discovered micro dancing. Little tiny swaying while standing up. And that reduced my back's recovery time to just a couple of days, from sometimes maybe a week or even two. I think a lot of people get a kind of a Charlie horse from an electrolyte imbalance caused by sweating. That's what causes that stuck back feeling. So, no machines. Even if your doctor told you that walking is bad, you still don't use machines. You use a pool where you can take your weight off and flex using water. No machines. Sorry. It's very important that you understand that if all you can do is walk 10 steps, that means you focus on measuring how long it takes you to rest to walk 10 steps again. And then repeat this exercise until your body has adapted to walk a few more steps. That is what we call fitness and bodybuilding. What you can do is your starting point. What you do next is repeat, repeat, and repeat until your body adapts to be able to do more. Very simple. It is another myth when people think to themselves, "Oh, I can only walk 10 steps. I better sit and use these machines." That is actually a negative workout that adds to your daily sitting and will result in you being able to take fewer steps. Not good. Not good at all. So you see what I mean. Sitting at the gym is an important signal, and you have to focus on gently pushing your body forward so that it adapts to be able to move for longer. And this applies to young and old. A young person sitting at the gym is a sign that they are lifting far too heavy and thus preventing themselves from adapting and lifting some more. By choosing to lift too heavy, more than they can handle, they corner themselves, lifting for shorter and shorter durations that their body just ignores. Heavy may just mean cutting off your circulation. And what a terrible thing that must be when you're lifting and need your body to work. Here you are, cutting off your circulation. Not good. As we get older, or as my doctor is trying to teach me to say, as we grow up, walking becomes our lifeline. There is no sitting when you are old, because then it becomes a serious danger to your health. You have to move. If you can't walk, you sign up for physical rehabilitation, and you do your exercises in a pool, a couple of hours a day. Frankly, maybe 3 hours even. If you can handle hiking, I highly recommend spending up to 2 months a year section hiking great trails, like the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide. To be honest, I think you should hike for 6 months a year. 50-50. Now that's life-work balance. Through hiking, the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide is called crossing the Triple Crown, and it takes up to 2 years if you just do it in a single go. But you can spread the adventure across a lifetime by section hiking. You start in the beginning, reach a landmark, go home for a few months, and return to where you walked off the trail next year. Very cool. Very healthy. Forever young. Now let's go to School of Hard Knocks. Let me tell you something about life. For those of you who say, my job won't let me do that, and you already know what I'm about to say, you have that backwards. You won't make it healthy to your retirement if you let your job wipe itself with you. And for those of you who say my family would hate my guts if I did that or get angry with me, they will hate you anyway when you betray them by taking back every joy you brought into their life by dying 40 years early. Yeah. You gotta go hiking. The world has cut into our health because we didn't know how important exercise was. It's as important as living. It is, in fact, a kind of living. Just because the world is jumping out of a window, it doesn't mean that you follow. It doesn't mean that working yourself into self-destruction is the new way. It means you have to work out harder and more beautifully so that you pull others out of this dark age of fitness. And again, gradually. And help them add not just years, but entire decades to their life. Ladies and gentlemen, fight for it. Old age is a great privilege denied to all too many.